We're continuing the introduction of the Sedra Dorot, and Rav Halperin writes about the benefits of knowing who was the teacher and who was his disciple. And he says, "Ki ze netiva yashar asher darku kadmonim, asher darku kadmonim." This is the straight path that the predecessors stepped on. Harav Alfasi v'amra gedol Rambam v'abim achrehem l'avin v'lorot korea dorot ma'im ashas ma'im shenem sof. דבר הכל נשמע במקום שלא נאמר כתוב מפורש הלכה כפלוני נגד פלוני החולק עליו סתמה כפירושו שאין הלכה כתלמיד נגד רבו ואחרון נגד ראשון שלפניו. So why do you need to know who's the teacher and who's the disciple? Because the rule that the Rif, Rav Alfasi, and the Rambam go with, and so do the later generations of Poskim, is that we assume that when you have a Rebbe and a disciple, the halacha is going to be like the Rebbe against his disciple. The halacha is not going to be like the disciple against the Rebbe, so you have to know. Sometimes the Talmud tells you the halacha. Sometimes you have a bottom line. Sometimes you don't have a bottom line. So how do you know what the halacha is? You have to know who's the Rebbe, who's the disciple. And only from Abaye and Rava onward do we say the halacha is like the latter generation. Now this isn't so simple what he's saying. There's a Rif that doesn't go so clearly with this. There's a Rambam that doesn't go so clearly with this. There's a Rif and Rambam that seem to say halacha kibasroi even before Abaye and Rava. There's a Rif that says halacha kibasroi and he omits this, that it's only from Abaye and Rava's generation onward. But okay, that is the general rule.
So what the example of Shmuel HaNavi?
What?
Shmuel HaNavi, will you give it Pesach Halacha?
His Rebbe agreed with him. Eliyahu Kohen agreed with him. ועשיתי עמך חסד שהבאתי מאלפסי ובלעטוסות והראש בכל אחד ואחד פסק הלכה כפלוני נגד החולק עליו. And I did you kindness that I quoted from the Rif and the Tosus and the Rosh. In each instance that I quote a Rebbe and a disciple, I also refer to the halachic weight of that rabbi, and I say what when the halacha is like him, depending on who he's arguing with. And even in situations where it doesn't spell it out, but when you go through the works of the geniuses, you see who they side with. You'll be able to figure it out. When you know what I'll be teaching you, who is the Rebbe, who is the student. So even if they don't spell it out, you'll be able to understand based on your knowledge of the generations. And that's what the Bach writes in his response. That the halacha is like Rava against Rav Chiya Bar Ravin, because Rav Chiya Bar Ravin is like his disciple. Now that needs a lot of work, because we just said the halacha is like the latter generation from Abaye and Rav onward. Okay. Second point: what will you benefit from knowing who is the Rebbe and who is the disciple? Our assumption is that the disciples went in the footsteps of their rabbis, and you'll be able to ask questions from what the disciples said to what the Rebbe said, as you find in Tosus Shavuos. Parach me'abchia al Rebbe shetamidoya. Tosus says a contradiction from Rabbi Chiya's opinion to Rabbi's opinion, because Rabbi Chiya was Rabbi's disciple. Uve Shabbat parich al Rabuna dama mutal tatel basar tafel v'Rabuna tamid rav rav k'Rabbi Yehuda svir leidit le'mukze. The Talmud towards the end of Shabbos questions, how come Rav Huna lets you carry meat that's not good? He is a disciple of Rav, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it's mukze. And in Baba Kama, v'sabarav la'asut hakanat ha'shuk, v'arvuna tamid Rav aven. Baba Kama, the Talmud asked, does Rav really hold that they didn't make this institution, this financial institution in the market's place? But his disciple Rav Huna holds they did make this institution. So you see, the Talmud always works off of the assumption that the disciple goes in the footsteps of the rabbi. So when you know who's the rabbi and who's his disciples, then you could compare their positions. V'baba Batra, b'tosot t'parich Rav Huna m'rav rabo. And Tosus and Baba Basra, questions from Rav to Rav Huna, his disciple. Ubiyuma b'tosvot, Rav Elezer omer, mistam Rav Yochanan, Rabbo amro, ava pishin omer, mishmed Rav Yochanan. Tosus and Yuma assumes that when Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas expresses an opinion, we assume he heard it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. b'mnachot u'v'kama m'komot mistama tamid ki rabos v'irleh. You find throughout the Talmud, you find instances where the assumption is that the disciple holds like his teacher. Ayen zera barech sof chagiga. So that's the second benefit, that you'll be able to understand their positions better when you know who goes within this line of tradition, who is the rabbi and who are his disciples. Third benefit of knowing who the rabbi and his disciples are. In Tana Dorot Vasidran, Ravashi Hekdim Data Muchao Lorot Shana Chakmoto. If you know the order of generations, so you'll also have this added insight that whenever Ravashi enumerates an opinion of a latter generation before the earlier generation, that's because the halacha is not like the latter generation. Ordinarily, when Rav Ashi presents opinions, he goes in chronological order. He presents the earlier generation, then later, then later, then later. And if for whatever reason he takes a later generation and presents their opinion earlier, that's because he didn't want to end off with them. He wanted to indicate the halacha is not like them. So if you know who's the Rebbe, who's the disciple, what generation the rabbis lived in, you know how to apply this code in Talmud.
I can't understand that the later generation has more power to change the previous...
Good question. Deserves a whole class, which we'll have as we go through the Seder HaDorot. Kmo shkatav HaRosh Perkam de Baba Kama, as you find in the Rosh, in the first chapter of Baba Kama, מדקבר רבשי שינויה דרב הונה באחרונה ויוקדים לרפפה ברב הונה פריד רב ישוע חשיב לעיקר לפסוק קוותי. Being that the Talmud enumerates a few answers and it ends off with the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was an earlier generation than Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Why is he enumerated last? To indicate that the halacha is like him. So when it's out of order, it's to tell me I'm going with the last opinion. ובתוספות רש ברגן מעמידים והשיר ישם הקדים דברי רבין על דברי רב פדת ורב פדת קדם רבין הימים רבים כי רב פדת היה בנו של רב אלעזר בן פדת קדמים פרקם דבחורות אורי רב אלעזר לרבי פדת ברי וחברו של רבי זרע כדית ונידחת אמר רבי זרע לרבי פדת חזי דמנח מעבוך בחולו ואותו רב אלעזר תמיד רבי יוחנן היה ורבין הבטרה. So you have an example in the Tosfos and the Rosh in Ein Ma'amidin that over there the Talmud presents Ravina's opinion before Rabbi Pidas. And Rabbi Pidas lived many generations before Ravina. Ravina was the last generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Pidas was the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas. And Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas is the famous Rabbi Elazar, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Pidas, we find in the Talmud in Nido, was a contemporary of Rav Zeira. So you see that Rabbi Pidas was an early generation. He was third generation Amoraim. He was the son of Rabbi Elazar, who was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, who was a disciple of Rabbi. So you're talking third generation Amoraim. And the Talmud first gives you Ravina's opinion, last generation Amoraim, and only then Rabbi Pidas' opinion. From that, Tosus and the Rosh infer that the halacha is like Rabbi Pidas. That's why his opinion was enumerated last. Being that Ravashi placed Rabbi Pidas' opinion last, so the Rosh and the Tosfos say that's the proof that the halacha is like Rabbi Pidas at Kan Shonot. You can't get a sefer kritud lishonot agmara. See, there the Rabbi Pidas be Ravina atam shkol chad mosif al dibrei chaviro. The logic says the sefer krisus. The logic to putting Rabbi Pidas last is because each one adds on his friend. Omishum dehach to Rabbi Pidas ikar demet zidra ba'achonat kan lishonot. Either because each opinion adds on its predecessor, or because he wanted that to be the final opinion because that's the halacha. So Sefer Krisus gives us another understanding as to the ordering of opinions in the Talmud. He gives us an alternate understanding.
Is that book?
Sure. We have the Sefer Krisus. I have a copy at home. Mekein ketav b'sefer alichot olam shar bet, and that's also what the great work Alichos Olam writes. Bayen bet levi chulin, pasak haramam kepiruk abat lo digma shu tamid haikar lo ra. The base Levi gives us a rule that the Rambam rules with the final answer the Gemara gives. Meaning if the Gemara offers you five different answers, or the Gemara asks a question, throws out a question and gives you five different answers, the Rambam will take the last one. Because the assumption is that's the prime answer. Derech mashal, shiyu nivrin divrei Rav Huna sotrin lema shekatav b'makom acher, achen, kshepalig Rav Huna im kshekenegdo v'oto acholek imo shelo haya bador Rav Huna shehaya tamid rav, על כן תדין לומר, כן רבון הזה תלמיד רב, אלא רבון האחר I'll give you another example of a benefit you get from knowing who the Rebbe and who the disciple is. If you find Rav seemingly contradicting something he said, if you find Rav Huna seemingly contradicting himself, and then you find that same Rav Huna is arguing with someone who wasn't in his generation, so then you understand that this isn't the same Rav Huna. There were two Rav Hunas. One was the disciple of Rav. If you suddenly find them arguing with a later Amora, you realize, that's not the Rav Huna we ordinarily find in the Shas. That's the later Rav Huna. Very often in Shas, when they argue, it doesn't mean that they argued face to face. You don't have to say. It could be that they had a tradition he held this way, and two generations later, someone disagreed with him. Now, what he's saying is a big chiddush here. And with this, you'll be able to fix hundreds of different mistakes throughout the Shas. And then he goes to give you examples of mistakes he expects you to fix based on his explanation. And I think we'll skip all his examples. There are 18 examples he gives here. And he says they're a sampling of hundreds of mistakes you could catch with the newfound knowledge he's giving. If you want, so then tomorrow, we'll look at a few of the examples. He then goes on to show many examples that happened because people didn't know their traditions. So if you want, we'll see examples tomorrow.
Whatever was written.
What?
That would be enough to not exactly know the person who was